serving the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, what about all these college professors? I tell you what, if there's a profession in America that people will listen to and say, you know what, I want to go find out what a college professor has to say about this. Now, of course, there's some great college professors out there. Dr. Merdad Key at the University of Montana, I mentioned him. There's some, you know, great physics professors at Montana State University. Yeah, the flagship in Bozeman, of course, you know. But what is it with these journalists and these reporters, that's what they call themselves at least, whenever they want to do a political story about, well, let's go see what's going on with the elections in Montana. So let's go talk to some liberal college political science professor. I mean, it's just such a joke. It's such the cookie cutter. This is the way the media says, hey, I basically want to have my entire article spun. I want it to be complete spin. I want it to be basically Democrat Party talking points. But I have to be, you know, I try to be covert about it. So instead of just, you know, putting my opinions in the piece, I'll just go find some liberal college political science professor to basically say what the Montana Democrat Party would say. I saw this story at a Politico this morning. Now, I guess it was just written by an intern, but still, you know, it's just like, okay, can you get another cookie cutter out of your kitchen cabinet? You know, maybe try to do a different shape this time. No, and they interview this liberal political science professor from MSU Billings. Now, the liberal political science professor at MSU Bozeman is bad enough, but what makes you think that the liberal political science professor at MSU Billings is going to be any better? You know what I'm saying? It's just, you just got to laugh at this stuff. My goodness, what a joke. Oh, yeah. Oh, and especially right now. I mean, it was laughable enough that 6 months ago, a year ago, they would go, oh, let's go see what a college political science professor has to say about the elections in Montana. But right now, when you've got countless numbers of professors taking part in these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rallies on college campuses all across America, why would anybody pick up a news article and say, oh, yeah, well, if I want to know what's going on with the elections in a state like Montana, I really want to hear what some liberal political science professor has to say. Get out of here. What a joke. And while I'm ranting here in the opening couple of minutes of this show here, I saw a story from the liberal Montana Free Press talking about the pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rally on the University of Montana campus. Not one mention in there about the anti-Semitic chant that was chanted at that rally. Huh, they left that one out of their story for some reason. But you can see the photograph of all the face mask wearing, the masked up pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers. And I couldn't resist. I had to send this tweet out just a few minutes ago. Take off your masks, you bunch of freaking cowards. Take off your stupid masks, bunch of cowards. It's just despicable. They need to be called out.
Securing America.
President Biden's Director of National Intelligence, Avril Haines, tells senators cyber attacks skyrocketed by 74% in 2023. She says the likelihood of a single attack having widespread impact still remains low, but
the increased number of attacks and the actors' willingness to access and manipulate these control systems increases the collective odds that at least one could have a more significant impact.
Haines says many of the attacks are simple in nature, targeting weak passwords and weak networks. The director stressed to the Senate Armed Services Committee the need for those in charge of critical infrastructure to improve cybersecurity. The most recent defense budget included an increase in hiring and training for the Cyber Service Academy. President Biden's defense budget request includes $14.5 billion for cyberspace. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see breaks of sun and some cloud cover in the area today. High temperatures will range from around 49 in Bozeman to 53 in Billings. For tonight, with clear to partly cloudy skies, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. And the outlook for Saturday calls for some sunshine with high temperatures in the mid and upper 60s around the area. Skies stay partly cloudy into Saturday night with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Look, these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers rioting and protesting on college campuses, they're obviously being well-funded, right? Somebody paid for those tents. It's blatantly obvious, right? Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. We don't just raise questions, we track down answers. TheFederalist.com had the answers on this one. So did Fox News. George Soros, the Rockefeller folks, they're all funding these anti-American, anti-Semitic protests on these campuses.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we highlighted the bad. Let's highlight the good. I mentioned this on the show yesterday. There was a Daily Wire headline. UNC Chapel Hill students praised for saving American flag from anti-Israel protesters. Here's the story from Fox News Radio.
There's been an overwhelming response of support for those young men who took matters into their own hands after protesters on their campus attempted to take down our American flag and replace it with a Palestinian flag. So much so, a GoFundMe was created by a third party for the fraternity. So far, it has raised more than $470,000 to, quote, throw this frat the party they deserve. Even politicians and celebrities are chipping in. Here's Representative Mike Collins donating, saying, next round on me, boys.
All right. Yeah, they've raised a ton of money in support of those young men on that campus, UNC. Great job all around. Here's one of the young men was on Fox and Friends earlier this morning. Let me see. Jake Harris, it looks like, is his name here. Yeah, fundraising campaign to throw a party for the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill frat members who protected the American flag, raised over $500,000. This is Jake Harris, who is one of the students who stepped in to prevent the American flag from touching the ground.
I respect other people's opinions, but when I started seeing, you know, Jewish students getting mobbed with flags and chants and signs, I started to kind of realize that maybe these protests have evolved a little bit. And so I stepped up kind of to give a voice to the Jewish community on campus.
Now, meanwhile, I mentioned this yesterday on the show as well, but we now have audio thanks to Jesse Waters on Fox News, a segment that he had last night. But I mentioned this yesterday. There was a rare moment of unity where both the left-wing protesters and those standing up in defense of America, standing up in defense of our friends in Israel, they actually came to agreement on something. If you missed me mentioning this yesterday, or if you missed Jesse Waters' segment on Fox last night, here you go.
Now the left and the right are chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," in pitch perfect harmony. Music to my ears. Good thing Biden's hard of hearing. But this morning, he had Morning Joe cranked up to a 10.
How do the Democrats, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you could have the same pictures going on college campuses?
Good Lord, don't make a parallel with January 6th.
The riots on college campuses, the riots at the Chicago Convention in 68, all of those things moved my family from being Democrats their entire life to being Republicans. If you're offended by this, please, I'm trying to help you. I don't want Donald Trump to get elected, all right?
There you go.
Trying to help you. If you're too stupid to figure that out, you change to another channel.
Biden got the message. His favorite TV show is telling him he's going to lose in a landslide to a law and order candidate like Nixon because of campus chaos. And history has a way of repeating itself. After 10 days of silence, to save his presidency, Biden held a press conference and said, don't.
Yeah, that's basically what he said. I think this is Kevin Cork with Fox News Radio summarizing the Biden press conference.
Critics were quick to point out that he seemed to go to such great lengths in an effort to straddle political battle lines that ultimately he ended up offering barely little more than boilerplate platitudes without actually addressing the controversy.
There should be no place on any campus, no place in America for anti-Semitism or threats of violence against Jewish students.
He was asked, should the National Guard intervene? Is he reconsidering policies in the region amid the ongoing protests? No, and no thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So another weak response from the President of the United States. There you go. That response on MSNBC from, what's her name, Mika, the co-host there on Morning Joe. Don't you dare compare this. She started lecturing Al Sharpton because Al Sharpton was like, man, how can you say anything about January 6th when you got this stuff going on? Yeah, that's exactly what we've been saying there, Al, since the BLM riots of 2020, hundreds of riots that took place, sponsored by the Democrats and the Antifa groups out there. And similar, this, here we go again. It's another summer of love in the making here, brought to you by the Democrat Party and their radicalized base. And then, of course, you know, old Joe Scarborough, he's freaking out. Joe is just freaking. He is beside himself. He is so fired up. Not necessarily at the anti-Semitic hate. He's spoken out against that, too. But what was he really concerned about? He's not concerned about the fact that these students don't get to have a graduation, that the Jewish students can't safely make it to campus in certain circumstances. He is really concerned that because the Democrat Party's hate is on full display, because the Democrat Party's hate and destruction is on full display, that Americans might not vote for Joe Biden and the Democrats because they see exactly what that party stands for and the hate and the destruction that's on full display. Let's see. Lot to get to. President Trump took to the microphones yesterday as his political persecution trial continues in New York City. What else do we got? I know there was something else that ties in with this here. General Keane made a really good point, too. All right. And then the big news. I had it on our Montana Talks website yesterday. Illegal aliens in the Flathead. Stand by.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Just before voting on the final version of the foreign aid package recently, the Senate paused to observe a milestone. Senators recognized GOP Maine Senator Susan Collins for casting her 9,000th straight vote. Collins has never missed a vote since joining the Senate in 1997. Collins is practically the Cal Ripken of the Senate. She became the first senator in U.S. history to have cast that many votes without ever having missed one in her career. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer noted that not even freshman senators in office today have an unbroken voting streak. Late Democratic Wisconsin Senator William Proxmire is the only senator who has a vote streak longer than 9,000 votes. Proxmire, who was first elected in 1957, had an uninterrupted streak of 10,252 votes between 1966 and 1988, but he missed votes earlier in his tenure. GOP Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has the third longest voting streak. He cast more than 8,900 consecutive votes between 1993 and 2020. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Egg Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Egg Network. Well, for a lot of states, May is National Beef Month. And as part of the celebration, state beef councils across the entire country are helping to promote beef and the ranchers who raise it. A great example of this is in Montana. Montana Beef Council Executive Director Shaylee Harney says that they've teamed up again this year with Wendy's for another fun National Beef Month promotion.
That's right. May is National Beef Month, and we're so excited to kick it off here at Wendy's and have a great partnership with them. What great way to support beef and support our Montana ranchers. We just love that partnership, and we'll continue all month long. A lot of other state beef councils also support May as Beef Month and promote that, and we're so excited to have May as Beef Month here in Montana.
Jonna Jones with Wendy's agrees.
So we love partnering with the Montana Beef Council and our cattle producers in the state.
It gives us a great opportunity to, one, sell more beef, which is the goal of both of our worlds. And then we also just get to have some fun, celebrate May being National Beef Month, and celebrate Wendy's beef because Square is better.
She says that this year's National Beef Month promotion at Wendy's in Montana is another win-win for both ranchers and consumers.
We have a great deal for everybody. Coming up on Wednesday, come to any Wendy's in Montana, and you can get a medium Dave single combo for $5.99. Now, I know it's going to sound cheesy, but it's a deal that's going to save you some cheddar.
And the Montana Beef Council's Shaylee Harney says National Beef Month truly is a great celebration of one of America's favorite proteins.
That's right. We'll celebrate all month long. May is Beef Month, starting kicking off here at Wendy's and then wrapping up with National Beef Burger Day on May 28th and kicking off summer grilling season around Memorial Day. So it's a perfect partnership, perfect way to transition into the summer and beef on the grill.
Now for delicious beef recipes during National Beef Month, or really all year long, you can always visit your state Beef Council's website or jump online and visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
For over 20 years, Winkle Portable Perels have been building tough working pens for the rancher. Whether you need to set up a pen for branding, doctoring, or shipping, Winkle Portable Perels are the most durable, dependable portable Perel units on the market. Western Ranch Supply's selection of Winkle Portable Perels includes frame gates, 7-bar Perel panels, or complete Perel systems with panel carriers and loading chutes. Western Ranch Supply, serving the big country with the quality and service you can trust.
Cattlemen, this message is for you. With the record high cattle prices this year, are you going to need to defer some of that income to the next tax year? I'm Aaron Oxart with Montana Livestock Ag Credit, and we can issue an irrevocable standby letter of credit in favor of the seller to secure a deferred contract of your qualified ag commodity sale. You don't have to be a customer to take advantage of this. Give Montana Livestock a call at 1-800-332-3405 to find out more details or check us out at ag-credit.com.
Well, this week, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said that additional and preliminary test results on samples of retail milk, cottage cheese, and sour cream show pasteurization is effective in eliminating bird flu, which has been found in 36 dairy herds in 9 states. FDA continues to urge people not to consume raw milk and also is conducting more tests on wider variety of dairy products. For the Western Egg Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hi. If you sign up for our app alerts, if you get the alerts on the Montana Talks app, I know some of you probably get the KMMS app, or you get the KBUL app, and you may have turned off your notifications for those because I know you'll get a million things. You'll get all sorts of stuff on those. And that's okay because you can always, you know, just swipe away if you don't want to read the story. And so, but if you get the alerts, then you see important stuff. But if you download our Montana Talks app in particular, just a little secret between you and I, you won't get overloaded with all the notifications that you might on some of the other apps. I'm just saying. Now, of course, somebody will get the word out and then they'll like, oh yeah, let's spam them with a whole bunch of other alerts on that app too. All right. Anyway, so for right now though, act fast. But anyway, if you get the alerts, the notifications on the Montana Talks app, if you got the Montana Talks app on your phone, you would have seen this yesterday afternoon. So I don't know if this stood out to some of you guys, but yesterday morning I threw out a couple of little hints. I said, hey, I've gotten reports about illegal aliens, and this is from a reliable source in the Kalispell city government, by the way, that illegal aliens from Venezuela had been dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley earlier this week. And I mentioned that because we were almost going to get a phone call yesterday from the sheriff, from the Flathead County Sheriff, because I heard the sheriff was fired up about what was going on. That's what my source in Kalispell City Government said is, hey, you might want to get a hold of the Flathead County Sheriff, because, man, he is fired up about what just happened this week. And so I was in communication with the sheriff yesterday morning, but of course he was busy trying to work this issue, right? And so we didn't get a phone call from him before the show wrapped up yesterday. I'm hoping that we'll get a phone call from him today, later on this morning, maybe in our statewide hour of the show. But hey, bottom line is Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke sent out a big press release. Zinke blasts Biden and liberal dark money groups moving illegal aliens into Montana. So Congressman Ryan Zinke tracked down a whole bunch of details and solid, reliable information here. Plus, I've got a response from Montana Governor Greg Gianforte criticizing the Biden administration for secretly dumping these illegal aliens all across the country. Let me read here quick. Well, I'll get into it after the Fox News update here, but I've got a statement from Flathead County Commissioner Randy Burdell. I've got a statement from Flathead County Sheriff Brian Haino. And then, of course, a statement from Congressman Zinke himself as well. But, yeah, apparently there is a dark money nonprofit organization called Valley Neighbors in Kalispell. That is who is taking part in this human trafficking operation. That's what I'm going to call it anyway. Stand by, back in 60 seconds.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Anti-Israel demonstrators earlier at New York University, but the school calls up the NYPD to dismantle the encampment on campus. The cops wearing helmets, carrying batons, swooping in.
Very quickly, through this encampment, the people were rising, getting out of their tents, and in less than a half an hour, they have basically moved all of the people back. So the tents, of course, left behind, all of the rubbish of the signs. Well, the people that have been in these tents that were roused when the officers arrived have essentially been moved out.
Fox's Molly Lund in NYU, the encampment is gone. At the new school, which is close to NYU, the school also called in the cops to break up that protest. The NYPD reports 56 arrests, no incidents in the two operations. 99% of the students were involved today who were arrested. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, here, this is this whole press release, by the way, is on our Montana Talks website, plus more information that I shared and gathered as well. But, yeah, I was on to this story a couple of nights ago, and that's why I was working to try to get the sheriff, Flathead Kent Sheriff, on with us yesterday morning. But obviously, he was very busy trying to deal with this situation. According to the Flathead County Sheriff, this is from Congressman Zinke's press release here. A group of illegal immigrants from Venezuela contacted the sheriff's office seeking accommodations on the evening of May 1st. This is like one of those episodes of Dumb Criminals. Have you guys ever seen, there's like, I think, was there a TV show or was it a social media page? You know, Dumb Criminals, you know, the dumbest criminals and how they got busted. These have got to be the dumbest criminal illegal aliens. Hey, sheriff. Orale, way, sheriff. Hey, you know, they want it. Although, yeah, anyway, they're from Venezuela. So they anyway, but hey, they call the sheriff's office to get accommodations. Hey, do you know anywhere we can stay? Yeah. How about the jail? How about on an airplane right back to Venezuela? Anyway, like some of the other 7.3 million illegal immigrants who passed through Joe Biden and John Tester's open southern border, apparently these illegal aliens were given a plane ticket to New York before somehow they got transported to Kalispell, unprompted by local law enforcement. The dark money nonprofit Valley Neighbors picked up the illegal immigrants and provided hotel arrangements in Kalispell. So you've got a dark money nonprofit organization called Valley Neighbors trafficking these illegal aliens, aiding and abetting criminal illegal aliens, it sounds like here. Congressman Zinke said this: the only way an illegal immigrant from South America ends up in Montana is if a nonprofit connected with the Biden administration moves them there. They didn't walk across to BAB. Montana law enforcement, schools, hospitals, and safety nets are being stressed to their max because of the Biden border crisis. I'm in contact with local law enforcement, county commissioners, and the attorney general, and will do anything in my power to protect Montanans. Government-funded organizations complaining about drug overdoses and human trafficking fail to recognize it's their own fault. when they are flying illegal immigrants tied in with cartels and coyotes. It's a national security risk. It's unacceptable and absolutely needs to end now. Flathead County Sheriff Brian Hano said, quote, I think we are being targeted. This is just one example of the increase Flathead County Sheriff's Office has seen with individuals who have no residency status in the U.S. My job, my priorities, the people of the community that I was elected to protect. We don't have the budget to keep up with the needs that come along with the growing undocumented population, and we don't have the resources to hold them accountable to our laws. My worry is that our ability to protect the citizens of Flathead County will be limited by the strain of the undocumented population. Flathead County Commissioner Randy Burdell also weighs in. We cannot feed, house, or facilitate the transportation for these individuals. Why they are being sent to Kalispell at all is beyond me.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, this is a funny message from one of our listeners in the Flathead. Good morning, Aaron. I don't understand how these illegals ended up at a motel and not at Bussy's house. Where are the climate kids when a group of illegals is in need? That's a great point. Yeah, Ryan Bussy is the one of the Democrat candidates for governor. And why isn't he housing these illegal aliens in the Flathead? Why did they have to get a hotel room, right? Regardless of what you think of the fact that criminal illegal aliens from the socialist nation of Venezuela, you know, where they've been letting people out of the prisons and telling them to head north to America. And we don't know who these people are. They could be escaped convicts that Venezuela said, yeah, you know what, we got these people in our prison here. And why should we keep paying money to feed and house these prisoners when we can just send these prisoners to America? They can go cause problems up there in the United States of America. We just don't know, right? But apparently these illegal aliens made it into the Flathead earlier this week, and they had contacted the Flathead County Sheriff in order to try to get accommodations. And some dark money, so-called nonprofit organization is basically aiding and abetting these criminal illegal aliens. I got a response here as well from Montana Senator Steve Daines. Issued this statement regarding reports that illegal immigrants from Venezuela were transported to Flathead County. He says, quote, this is not difficult to understand. Joe Biden's national security border crisis has now hit the Flathead. Joe Biden and Senate Democrats failed to secure the border, and now Montanans can see that failure firsthand. Once again, I call on Joe Biden and his Democrat allies in Congress to secure the border. In other words, where is liberal Senator John Tester? He is responsible for this invasion. You know, it was interesting. Yesterday, I had, I mentioned how I was in communication with the Flathead County Sheriff earlier in the morning. And, you know, was hoping that he could have joined us on the show. But, hey, I understand first and foremost he's got a job to do. And so then I did a story on I saw that the governor's office had sent out a statement from Governor Greg Gianforte on these reports as well. And, you know, I was kind of busy. I had a kid's track meet to go to yesterday. So, I wasn't closely monitoring all the news or my messages and things like that. But I had seen this statement from Governor Greg Gianforte's office. And so I was like, okay, hey, here we've got the governor basically confirming the reports that I had been hearing. And this is what we got from Governor Greg Gianforte yesterday afternoon. I'm deeply troubled and frustrated by reports of illegal immigrants being flown into Flathead County. Joe Biden's open border and stubborn refusal to act have created chaos and lawlessness and have put a growing burden on our law enforcement officers. I've repeatedly pressed Joe Biden to tell governors when he ships illegal immigrants to our states, who they are and where they're going. Shamefully, he hasn't done any of it. So the governor's basically making the point here that we have no idea that, you know, state officials have no idea when and where these illegal aliens are coming and going. And, of course, earlier this year, Gianforte joined Texas Governor Greg Abbott and over a dozen governors to show support for Texas in their efforts to secure the southern border. He also told Joe Biden to his face exactly what needs to be done to secure the border during a February meeting at the White House. But so it was interesting. So I mentioned I had a track meet to go to for one of our kids yesterday, and then I see this statement from the governor. So I thought, oh, I better get this on our website now, because the governor is now confirming exactly what I mentioned to you guys on the show yesterday morning, that I'd gotten reports from a credible source in the Kalispell city government that these illegals from Venezuela had been dumped in the Flathead Valley. And then so then I reached out to somebody else to see if I could get more information now that the news had kind of been out in a bigger way. And they said, oh, you must have seen the news from Congressman Zinke. And I was like, oh, no, I hadn't seen that yet. So what do? I go, I check the news, right? I check the news. I check the Daily Interlake in Kalispell's website. I check the Flathead Beacon's website in Kalispell. In fact, I should check it again right now just for fun, just to see if they decided whether or not this was big enough news to actually report on or not. And then I tried, went to Twitter, see if there was something on, X, whatever. And so, of course, there was nothing. And I'm like, wait a minute. If I'm hearing about this, if the governor has sent out a statement about this, why is there no news reporting on this? I think you and I know the answer to that one. They don't care. They don't care. And even if they did care about the southern border and the mess that it's causing, even if they did care, they don't want to report on it. Too often, at least. They don't want to make it a big deal. They don't want to report the news as it breaks. They might give it a few days. They want to downplay it. They don't want to, immediately demand a response from liberal Senator John Tester, because they are covering for John Tester. They are protecting John Tester. They know full well that John Tester is responsible for what the Mexican drug cartels are doing here in Montana and for the wide open southern border. Yeah, just check the Daily Interlake website. Yeah, nada. Yeah, nada. Nothing there. Nothing there about this. Man, you simply could have grabbed the governor's press release. You could have grabbed Zinke's press release. Written a few words of your own. Boom, story filed, story done. But no, nothing. Now that maybe they're not as aggressive with their website, maybe there's something in their print edition. Who knows, right? Let's see. Flatheadbeacon.com. Not seeing anything. Nope. Okay, nothing there either. Not big enough news to them, apparently. Not big enough news to them. Now let's go to KAJ-TV. Let's see if they got anything here. Let's go to KAJ. Okay, it's basic. KAJ is basically a satellite studio for KPAX TV in Missoula. So let's go to KPAX.com. Here we go. Let's see. Nope, nothing. Nothing there either. About the illegal aliens. I mean, you've got comments on the record from a Flathead County Commissioner and from the sheriff and from Congressman Zinke, the Western Montana District Congressman, and from Governor Greg Gianforte, and now from Senator Steve Daisy. And yet, look at all these media outlets. Nothing, nada, nothing about this major news in the Flathead Valley of Montana. Again, they are covering for liberal Senator John Tester. They don't want to cover the big news, because covering the big news would make big bad John look bad. So they cover for him by refusing to cover the big news. I mean, heck, 12 hours ago, I think this was, maybe 13 hours ago now, depending on when we printed this thing up here, the Flathead County Sheriff's Office, the sheriff posted a full 2-page statement on the Flathead County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. I'll just read the opening paragraph here, and then I'll scan through it to get some other highlights for you here. But he says this: having lived in this community my entire life, I grew up watching many people move here from all parts of the world. We are fortunate to live in one of the most beautiful places in the world that has so much to offer. I have watched many folks who legally came to the Flathead to work or visit, take the steps required by law to gain legal citizenship. They worked hard, contributed to society, and have become cornerstones of the great community we are privileged to be a part of. Anyway, so but this goes on for a while here. But then he goes on to talk about how limited and his resources are and how they're seeing this increase of people, flooding into the area. And so anyway, he says he ends it by saying, I want you to know I am aware of the immigration problem and how it is affecting our community. I want you to know I am not satisfied with the status quo, and I am working towards solutions. But that full statement is on the Flathead County Sheriff's Office website. I should see if I can throw that one in, embed that on our Montana Talks website so that you can find it there as well. Maybe I'll do that here in just a second, because we'll have the Montana Family Foundation legislative update coming up here after the Hannity commentary and more. Let's see. Some messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. Jesse and Shelby, this one came in at the end of the show yesterday. Sorry I didn't get to it. Didn't see your message until now, Jesse. Apologize. But speaking of domestic terrorists that are professors, isn't Hillary Clinton a professor at Columbia University? That was a message from Jesse and Shelby. JB in Billings sent us a message after the show yesterday talking about the college campuses and the pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizers. Let's take back the campus. We can take back all these campuses and make sure people get the graduation they want and deserve. All right, let's see. Yeah, we'll have the Montana Family Foundation weekly legislative update from Jeff Laszloffy coming up right after this, and then Freedom Friday with our friend George Blackard.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
An Iranian college is now offering free tuition to U.S. students that are expelled for taking part in anti-Israel protests. Maybe this is a good thing. I actually hope they take them up on the offer. And then maybe they'll learn a thing or two about what life is like for students their age on college campuses in Iran. Because guess what? They're not going to be having any protests against the president of Iran or the Ayatollahs or the mullahs, because if they do, the penalty will be swift and it'll be severe. And by the way, if you're a woman, you better cover up, because otherwise you might be beaten. If you're a member of the LGBTQ community, you better be careful not to be exposed, because if you are, they will murder you.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9862. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-9862. That's 800-575-9862. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Quietly and remarkably, the U.S. economy has come to dominate global growth. The dollar is strong, unemployment rates are low, and economic output has been, until the most recent quarter, above trend. It certainly sounds like a good news story, but as Wall Street Journal columnist Gregory Ip recently wrote, it's not good news if it's occurring for the wrong reasons. The growth differential between the U.S. and Europe has persisted for long enough to produce some astounding differences. In terms of output per capita, the U.S. is now 56% richer richer than the stagnant German economy. Our economy now accounts for 26.3% of global output, up from 24% in 2022. So then why are we spending and borrowing in government as if the economy was in the tank? The current administration and Congress can't stop spending money on everything from green energy to student loan cancellation, a vigorous stimulus that currently high inflation and low unemployment rates can in no way justify. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Man, this is a crazy story. So Donald Trump Jr. spoke with the godson of liberal Senator John Tester. His godson says that John Tester is not the same man he was 25 years ago. On top of that, Tester hasn't even met nor spoken with his own godson in over 7 years. He's changed. Number one recipient, a lobbyist.
Stacey Zinn, and I approve this message.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's go jump right into it here. The weekly legislative update from Jeff Laslaffy with the Montana Family Foundation. And by the way, Jeff, great to see you yesterday at the National Day of Prayer event at the Yellowstone County Courthouse. Here's his weekly legislative update.
Sometimes as we prepare for this broadcast, there are so many events to cover that we hardly know where to begin. And this is one of those weeks. On Wednesday, the chaos surrounding the war in the Middle East finally made its way to Montana as a small group of students at the University of Montana held a rally in support of Hamas. The scary thing is that these groups, in addition to being anti-Semitic, also have strong ties to the Communist Party. The most ironic thing about the rally in Missoula was who attended. Front and center in the group was none other than Zoe Zephyr, the transgender legislator who was banned from the House chamber last session for inciting a riot on the House floor. What's ironic is that he was protesting against Israel, the country in the Middle East most tolerant of homosexuals and transgenders. If he tried to live openly as a transgender in Gaza, he would be killed by Hamas, the very organization he claims to support. Proof positive that politics do indeed make strange bedfellows. More than likely in this case, however, it's a case of misinformed, gullible college students joining a cause they don't fully understand. Thankfully, the strike for Gaza, as it was called, was short-lived with few participants, and the people of Montana are still fully behind the state of Israel. And speaking of transgenders, this week saw two movements on that front. Last Friday, the Montana Supreme Court upheld a Bozeman District Court decision that struck down a law banning male college athletes from competing as females. No surprise there. The Montana Supreme Court plays defense for the liberal left. Point made clear by current liberal Supreme Court candidate Jeremiah Lynch, who said that if he's elected, he will protect the people from the supermajorities in the Montana House and Senate. Since those supermajorities are made up of Republicans, he's really saying he will lean left and strike down conservative policies, which is what the court does currently. Along those same lines, the Biden administration came out this week with changes to Title IX that will now mandate that transgenders be allowed to use showers, locker rooms, and play on the sports teams of the opposite sex. As a result, in Montana, we can now expect a renewed push by the left to open up K-12 restrooms, locker rooms, showers, and sports teams to boys who identify as girls. While infuriating to most parents and students, it's important to note that this is just a rule change, not a change in law, and those rules can be changed back after a change in administration. It's important to note that the common thread through all of this is who wins at the ballot box. Whether at the state or federal levels, in the legislature, Congress, courts, or presidency, elections have consequences, and your vote matters. To that end, we're pleased to announce that the nonpartisan Montana Voter Guide is now up and running for the 2024 election cycle. There you can find candidate stances on important issues, as well as voting records for those currently serving. When voting, it's important to cast an informed vote, and the Montana Voter Guide will help you do just that. To access the site, please go to MontanaVoterGuide.com. That's MontanaVoterGuide.com. Mail-in ballots for the June 4th primary election will be mailed next week, so it's important to research the candidates now. Please go to MontanaVoterGuide.com today. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslaffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right. Thanks to Jeff Laszlofy for that great update, as always. Yeah, did you hear that that little snippet of news that he shared regarding the Supreme Court elections? One of the Supreme Court candidates, last name is Lynch. He's making it very clear that he wants the Montana Supreme Court to be the left-wing lynch mob going after the Montana legislature and throwing out any of the laws they don't like. So stand up to the lynch mob and support Corey Swanson and Judge Dan Wilson for the Montana Supreme Court, if you ask me. All right, Freedom Friday, George Blackard in the house coming up right after this Fox News update.